Water, water everywhere and not a drop to drink. Well, a healthy, clean, clear Kinetico purified drop of water, that is, right at your fingertips. Kinetico reverse osmosis drinking water. It is very affordable. Never haul another bottle to fill up again, and never worry if the stores are out of water or waste all that plastic. Kinetico, the leader in water treatment. We are ready to serve all your water needs. 45 years as a family business to serve your family as ours. Kinetico, across from Dairy Queen, 425-4167.
And we're back here for the second half of play in Bomber football as we're shaking off that first half.
Shaking off.
Ugly first half, but guys, I'd rather have an ugly first half and be able to lead 14-7 this third quarter, brought to you by Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. As Siloam approaches the ball and is going to kick the ball deep, is going to be fielded at the 12-yard line. Mountain Home's going to bring it out. That's Chenoweth. He's going to get wrestled down out about the 29-yard line. That's where Mountain Home will start this second half. I look for us to come out and kind of impose our will a little bit here in the second half.
Yeah, Chenoweth's been great when he's get the ball, read those blocks. He's shaking. I couldn't tell you how many defenders when after he's got the ball. So I expect to kind of see what you said there, Brad, that we're going to just impose our will, use the line to our advantage.
I think you're going to see his patience and this power just come to life right here.
Barrett's going to take the snap. He's going to keep it around right side, and he's going to hit the ball hard. No more dancing around. He bounces it outside, makes a man miss to the 40, 45, 50, 45, 40. He's going to get slowly out of bounds. That should be a horse collar, and there's the flag.
There it is
going to be an additional 15 yards as Barrett bounces his way out around the right side, gets all the way into Siloam territory, down to the 38. They're going to mark 15 yards on top of that. Mountain Home will have the ball in the red zone here.
Huge opportunity here for Mountain Home. Great play there.
They're going to get down about the 25, real close to the red zone here after that 15-yard penalty.
We got a Panther down on the far sideline.
Yeah, we do number 50. Who is that on there, Tobias? You've got the roster there.
That's right. That's going to be number 50, Josiah Thompson, 5'11", 195-pound senior, limping off there.
Able to come off with the trainers there. It is going to be a horse collar, personal foul, 15-yard penalty. Hit us up on the Hopper Termite Pest Control text line located in Mountain Home and in Fayetteville, 870-321-6839. Russell and Suitors and Luter are watching from Promised Land. They say, go Bombers.
Brad, that was I watched the offensive line that first snap. As soon as the ball was snapped, 2 yards, every Siloam defender was 2 yards down the field. Great push by the offensive line. Looked beautiful.
Tonight's third quarter brought to you by Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, keeping your life in motion. Give them a call today, 870-424-3400.
Barrett takes a snap. It's going to be Chenoweth. He's going to dart back inside. Great block there by Savea as well as Nate Henderson. Siloam's got another guy that's down and coming out right here. Boys, the big road graders are doing some nasty work on the inside right now.
Guys, what I like about Savea there is if they're going to blow those whistles late and continue to do that, block till the whistle, and that's what he's doing. That means in the turf. It's in the turf.
9 yard gain as Chenoweth is going to take it. Stay patient around the left side. Stay on his feet. Is he going to get first down yardage inside the 10, right at the 10 yard line? It looks like they're going to say, as I'm telling you, it's about the 10 and a half. Are the chains coming? Nope, they're saying box only. Box only. So that's going to be first and goal at the 10-yard line.
Number five there limping off as well.
Yeah, he was kind of damaged, dinged up a little bit on that first play before then.
Victor Toledo.
Barrett's going to take a snap. It is designed quarterback run around the right side. He's going to get stood up as he fights for hard yardage. They're going to give it out to the 29-yard line. Or, I mean, sorry, 29. They didn't lose 19. 9-yard line.
There we go. Got that hard 1 yard there. It's nice to see him, though, stick it in there. He saw his hole. He really tried to get what he could. They just kind of closed in around him.
I don't think we're going to get cute here. I think we're just going to keep pounding the ball up the middle.
I think that's the right call.
Oh. Ball's going to be fumbled. Snap is going to be fumbled. Mount Home is able to fall on it back there, but it is going to be a loss of 5 yards as they're going to mark the ball here at the 14-yard line. Now it's going to be third and goal from the 14.
You can take a hit there, but you can't beat yourself. Got to field that snap.
Yeah, it wasn't a bad snap, I don't think.
No, and again, that play right there, the line's pushing right there up the middle. They're just driving them back off the ball, putting in a lot of hard work for these backs.
Third and goal from the 14-yard line after the fumble. It's going to be a handoff Chenoweth around the right side. He's going to stay behind his line. He's going to get down back to the 11-yard line, a gain of three. Mount Holmes going to bring the field goal unit on here to try to get points and not come up empty on this play.
Still was great movement up front. He's just riding the blue wave right there, guys. It's just great movement. Just wasn't enough to get it done.
Isaac Ballard back to kick. Bryce Kincaid is going to be the holder. It'll be a 28-yarder here, well within the range of Ballard. Snap is back. Hold is down. The kick is up. The kick is good. Isaac Ballard with the 28-yard field goal. Love to have a touchdown, but got the field goal instead, putting Mountain Home up 17-7 with 9:14 left in this Twin Lakes Orthopedic Sports Mess in third quarter. You're listening to Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on Bomber Sports Network.
Head over to NFLShop.com today for the largest collection of officially licensed gear from all your favorite brands. NFL Shop is your ultimate destination for the official NFL sideline collection worn by players and coaches on game day. Explore the same sideline and on-field gear worn by your favorite players and coaches at NFL Shop. To shop now, go to NFLShop.com.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
As Ballard is going to be set to kick here after the 28-yard field goal, putting Mountain Home up 17-7. Ooh. This is a squib kick down the middle. It's going to be fielded by Salom, and he's going to fall straight down.
Fielded like a tight end.
Swearinger caught that ball, and he says, nope. Oh, Lord, what am I supposed to do?
Nope, get down.
Squat on it. Nope, get down quickly.
He didn't even fall athletically. He just kind of
6'2", 230, just – straight down at the 31-yard line.
Look like me trying to field one.
Jeez. I tell you though, guys, if you're Mountain Home, I'd say kick it deep.
Oh yeah.
You've been able to hold them inside the 20 and 19 on your kickoff coverage. You kind of gave up 11 yards there. As Marlett's gonna take the snap, he's gonna hand off the left side. Running back's gonna keep his feet moving. I'm gonna say he got 3 yards as they're going to mark him down at the 34-yard line. Going to bring up second down and seven.
Twin Lakes Orthopedics offers stem cell treatments and the platelet-rich plasma therapies, as well as steroid injection treatments and acid gel injections. Man, I cannot talk.
It's like you fielded a squib kick and just fell on that one. Right.
It looked very similar to the kick.
Marlett takes the high snap, hands off to Flores, and Flores is met immediately. Guess who, boys? Grin.
Big grin
was in on that play as well as Brenton Setzer. He almost took the handoff from him, boys.
I mean, that is how you want your interior defensive lineman playing. When they're fielding that pitch, that toss, that handoff, and he's right there saying, hello,
yeah,
welcome, glad you're here today. That feels good.
It's going to be a loss of 2 yards. Going to bring up third down and nine. The ball is going to be snapped at the 32-yard line.
And a testament to that D-line, Brad, 10 tackles for loss, one sack already with 8 minutes left to go in the third quarter.
Marlett's going to take a snap. He's looking to pass. He's going to throw the ball and is going to be out here to no one. He was looking for his receiver, McKinley. Did the ball well outside of him as it falls harmlessly to the turf at about the 42-yard line. Fourth down and nine as Mountain Home's defense came in and did their job.
All right, let's try this again. Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine effectively treats knee, hip, shoulder, elbow, as well as ankle and foot pain. Call today, 870-424-3400. Bam!
I know you went to the knee and hip. I want you to go back to the acid, whatever.
Nice job, Tobias.
Man, yeah. Way to take the layup.
Oh, we almost got it.
Blake Bacco got back in the backfield. Almost got a hand on it. The punt is away. It is going to be down at the 35-yard line. That is where Mountain Home will start their second possession of this second half. 7:33 left here in the Twin Lakes Orthopedic Sports Medicine.
You need to see this offense continue to roll here, Brad. We got to get more points on the board and just keep beating them up. Just keep beating. Keep the tone. Keep it going.
So we saw Dr. Rawls. You saw Dr. Moore. Lakin was on the homecoming court. Dr. Rawls' daughter, Lauren, was a junior maid out there. So
nice.
Both orthopedic surgeons here in Mount Home being represented by their daughters on the field. Snap is going to be taken as Asylum's trying to get their defense on the field. Bears can keep the ball outside the right edge. Keep his feet as he tumbles out past the 40 to the 42-yard line. Be knocked out of bounds there. Nice pickup of 7 on that opening play. As I'm going to text Dave King and ask him if it's killing him about these half yardages here.
Oh, yeah, he's probably beside himself. We also want to give a huge shout-out right now to Rio Burrito tonight, our food sponsor, provided a taco bar. We appreciate what they brought in. It's delicious. Big shout-out to Mark and Kelsey, you guys hooking us up. It was awesome. I'm stuffed.
Handoff here is going to be up the middle. Looks like Dunlap is going to fight for yardage as he keeps knocking guys over. Looks like a pinball down in there. Ball's going to be brought out to the 48-yard line. Mount Home knocking on the door, getting inside Salem Springs territory.
He was scraping and frying for all of it there. Are you guys as full as I am? My goodness.
Yeah, that taco bar was on point tonight.
Delicious. Thank you, guys. Again, thanks to Mark and Kelsey. Great members of our community.
I'm trying to reset the play clock here.
He's trying to raise a roof.
Give me a handoff here on the inside. Dunlap's going to keep the ball. He's going to truck over some people as he gets into Salem territory out to the 46-yard line.
I like that. Let the dog run it, switch up the tempo a little bit. He hits them holes so hard, guys, because he's full speed by the time he hits football.
And Dunlap, they're gonna fake the handoff to Dunlap. Barrett's gonna keep the ball out the right side. He's gonna go nowhere as he's trying to get outside and he's standing up, losing his momentum. They're gonna lose him for a loss of one out to the 47-yard line. It'll be third down and 5.
He's just trying to scrape something out of nothing there, just trying to get something positive out of it.
Yeah, just sitting here watching, Tobias. I mean, the middle's where you're. Your bread's getting buttered tonight, and it's wide open. I just keep running up the middle, let your big boys eat.
Are they waiting too long? Are they holding that handoff right there too long? I mean, is that what's giving them that extra time to get back there?
I believe so, trying to sell that fake, make that read.
Option play out to the left as Barrett pitches it perfect to Chenoweth. Chenoweth is going to get out on the outside, but there is a flag. He's going to get first down yardage inside the 35, down to the 34. There is a flag on the play. It is in the area of holding. As I think this one's going to be brought back.
Again, going back to penalties tonight. Mountain Home didn't have a lot of them coming into this game. This is not the norm for this team. Is there going to be assessed with another one?
It is going to be a 10-yard penalty on holding. Third down and 11 as the ball gets pushed back into Mountain Home territory to the 46-yard line. Barrett's going to fake the handoff. Like you said, Tobias, he's going to hold it in the belly of that running back too long. And it is going to be dropped for yardage back to the 45-yard line. Mountain Home going to be forced to punt.
He's trying to make that read. He's trying, you know, he's trying to see where that linebacker is going to go or who's going to bite down on it. It just the timing's not there.
No. Mount Home going to be forced to punt as it brings up fourth down and 13 at the 45. Snap is back. The punt is away. It's a good low spiraling punt. It's going to be fielded at the 25-yard line. Salem's going to get run out of bounds as they bring it out past the 30 to the 31-yard line. 4:37 left here in this third quarter. Mountain Home leading 17-7. This third quarter brought to you by Twin Lakes Orthopedic.
You know what time it is? It's turnover time. We haven't had a good turnover from Siloam yet. And right here at this field position, it'd be an awesome opportunity to knock one out, pick up a fumble, do something with it.
I agree, Barkley, with you. Mountain Home on defense here the second time the second half. Had a great first possession on defense. See if we can continue here. As Marlett's going to take the snap, fake the handoff. He's passing out wide receiver screen. Mountain Home is all over as the wide receiver is coming back across the field, and he is going to get hammered.
I believe at Waffle House they'd call that smothered and covered.
Blake Bacco and Brent Setzer with the Waffle House special, smothered and covered, and a 4-yard loss back to the 28-yard line.
I think we need to make that a thing, though.
That's on the bingo card.
Blake Bacco Waffle House special. I'll have the 11, sir.
Number 11. Yep. Hit us up on the Hopper Termite Pest Control text line, located in Mountain Home in Fayetteville, 870-321-6839. Marlett takes a snap. He's going to hand off to Flores as he fakes pass to absolute nobody. Vacco's going to run him out of bounds. Vacco's all over the field, boys. He's having a good night tonight. He's going to get the yardage back that they lost on the first play. It's going to bring up third down and 10 as he gets back out to the 32-yard line.
Yeah, they're going to say they didn't quite get out of bounds. That clock's still ticking.
3:35 left in this Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine third quarter.
Guys, we're excited. Every week we get to bring you the fan of the week, and here pretty soon we're getting ready to announce who our fan of the week is. We got a good one this week, don't we?
We do. I'm super excited about this one. Marlett's going to take the snap. It's going to be the screen, and Caden Del Soto just blows it up, guys. Great. You can't play that any better as a linebacker. Del Soto solves the screen. They were trying to hit Eustachio out there. He just went and tackled the guy. He just went and held him and tackled him and said, nope, yeah, not going anywhere.
It looked like he was trying to tip it to Setzer.
I know.
Tip ball, tip through. All right.
Fourth down and 10 as Salom is going to be set to punt. As soon as his punt's over, we're going to give us our Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, more than a farm store, fan of the week. Got a good one for you guys this week. Mountain Home Leading 77 as the snap is back. The punt is the way. Ooh. The punt is shanked. It is a shank. It might not have – it didn't get a first down on the punt. The punt went out of bounds at the 40. Nope. Now we're going back the other way. What are we doing here?
It's a half yard.
They're going to go the other way.
No, Barbara.
Oh, we don't know what we're doing here.
It's at the 35-yard line. Sorry.
It's that time of the week. We're going to honor the fan of the week. This week's fan of the week is Susan Hunter McWilliams. This week, Susan posted on Facebook, listen, I'm not trying to say that my signs have anything to do with the Bombers' 5-1 record. I just enjoy showing a little Bomber spirit. Now, if you're not enjoying Coleman and Pugsley broadcast on Friday night, and you may not get this reference. They've got the Bomber spirit, but awesome. And she posted a picture of her sign. It says, happy homecoming, Bomber Nation. Time to dance with their own queen.
Yeah, so they're at Chuck's Outlet out there. So, Susan, awesome post. Love the sign as Chenoweth is going to take the snap. And then we got an Ole Miss situation over here. Salom was trying to get a guy running off. He was trying to run off the field and just fell down as we were snapping the ball. Did you see it?
Did not.
You didn't? He's cramped, but he was trying to get off the field, knew he wasn't going to get off the field, and fell down. First play of this drive, Chenoweth was able to pick up 7 yards out to the 29-yard line.
It is too cold, and there's way too much hydration flowing for a cramp bowl. I'm just saying.
Seriously, he was trying to run off the field. They saw we're going to snap it, and he just went, boom, just down. Just
went down. Yeah, he's liable to get recruited.
Ole Miss is giving a letter right now. They're sending Lane Kiffin up here.
Kiffin is on the horn.
So they're going to give him an injury timeout. He'll be in next play. Second down and 4 here at the 29-yard line. Mountain Home has to get to the 25 for a first down. Susan, if you're listening tonight, hit us up on the text line, 321-6839. Let us know that you heard this, and you can go by and get your fan. As Chenoweth is going to get the handoff up the middle. Stay on his feet. Make a couple tackles miss as he drags half of the Siloam defense all the way down to the 10.5-yard line. Mountain Home will set up shop there. They can get a first down before getting in the goal. Going to bring up first down and 10.
That rush there, Brad. Chenoweth, 16 touches, 225 yards.
Takes it this time from the 10. Stumbles his way. Touchdown, Bombers! Jacob Chenoweth from 11 yards out. Puts Mountain Home up 23-7 with 2:16 left here in the Twin Lakes Orthopedic and Sports Medicine third quarter.
He just faked in that left. That left hole cut back right and nothing but turf and end zone in front of him.
Ballard back for the extra point. As the snap is back, the hold is down. The kick is up, and the kick is good. 24-7, Mount Home leads 2:16. You're listening to Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7.
Now is a great time to get out and experience an outdoor adventure in the Arkansas Delta Byways region. From hiking to biking to water adventures, we've got them all. Bike, jog, or stroll across the Big River Crossing, the longest public pedestrian bridge across the Mississippi River. Do some fishing or kayaking on Lake Chico, the largest oxbow lake in North America. Explore the beginnings of Arkansas at Arkansas Post National Memorial. Visit deltabyways.com for more ideas.
This ad paid with state and regional funds.
College dreams come true at the University of Central Arkansas, especially now with the UCA commitment. This new program provides a debt-free pathway for tuition and fees for Arkansas students whose families earn $100,000 or less a year. And that impacts everything. It's fewer barriers and endless opportunities. Welcome to Bear Country. Learn more about the UCA commitment at uca.edu.
And Ballard is going to squib kick it across the middle. It's going to be fielded and kind of fumbled and bumbled. And finally, they're going to fall on it at the 25-yard line. Mountain Homes defense will come out and try to stop Cylone from there.
Do you think that they do that drill where you practice falling down a lot? Let me see. Fell down on two kickoffs now and fell down right off field. I don't know. Maybe that's what they do.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Stumped. I'm at a loss. I'm still worried about this.
There's not grass monsters down there. We play on turf. So
I'm still worried about this half-yard line. Look at this. We're at the 29.5. It is set up on the half-yard line. I'm texting Dave King on the chain gang.
Was he measuring it with centimeters?
It's crazy.
That's where he was. It's a game of inches, Brad. It's a game of inches.
It's a game of millimeters.
Handoff is going to be up the middle this time as Marlett's going to find his guy, and he is going to be upended. Tell me, guys, Hunter Estes came in from his cornerback position. The running back there was number three, which I don't have him. Do you have him on your deal there? Tobias, number three.
Mason Short.
Short was running around, and he kind of turned his back, and, man, Hunter Estes did a great job coming in and upending him.
About took his legs off. That was vicious.
It is a gain of 8. Going to bring up 2nd down and 2 for Cylone. Marlon's going to take the snap. They're going to go back to Short, and Short is going to be short of the line of scrimmage as he's going to get wrestled down. I'm going to say a half yard short of it. Back out to the 32. Going to bring up 3rd down and 2.
He ran into a wall.
Third down and two as Del Soto gets in and is able to make the tackle there. 3rd down here for the Bombers. Seems like Salem's been in this situation a lot with 1:12 left here in the Twin Lakes Orthopedic Sports Medicine 3rd quarter.
Likes to try to make him jump, doesn't he?
10 seconds left on the play clock as Marlett looks like he's changing the play. 4 on the play clock. He's going to have to hurry. He gets a snap. It's a high snap. He's going to hand it up to Short up the middle, and it is going to go nowhere. Guys, I'm baffled at Cylone trying to play the bully. We're stronger than you up front game with Mountain Home, who's clearly been the stronger team all night up front. 4th down and 2. Say one. I'm going to say 1.5.
Yes.
As Marlett has his offense still on the field. Going to try to draw him off sides. We're going to look. There's 29 seconds left in the quarter. 17 seconds on the play clock. There will be one more play to end this quarter here. Can Mountain Home's defense get a stop, or are they going to drop back and punt? That's what looks like may happen here. And that is what's going to happen as Marlett's going to take it. Quarterback, he's going to punt it. It's going to bounce at the 35 and check up at that point and then take a Mountain Home bounce as Cylone lets it continue to roll back towards Mountain Home territory and going to be down at the 39.
Took a nice Mountain Home roll. Let's go. 3 or 4 yards out of
there. Well,
they
had like 4 Cylone guys there, and it bounced over their head. They were trying to see if it was going to take that second bounce towards their deal, and Mountain Home got lucky. It went our way. 6 seconds left here in the Twin Lakes Orthopedic and Sports Medicine. Mountain Home leading 24-7. This will be the last play of this 3rd quarter as Chenoweth is going to take the ball around the right side. Cut back at the 50, gets spun around as he gets into Cylone territory. Down at the 43-yard line, and that is how this quarter is going to come to end. Mountain Home leading 24-7 after 3 quarters of play. We'll be back for one more quarter of play. You're listening to Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on Bomber Sports Network.
Are you building a new house? Not sure where your property lines are? Strider Consulting can help. They are a civil engineering and land surveying firm located at 142 South College Street in Mountain Home. With over 23 years in the business, Strider Consulting has the experience and expertise to bring your project to life. Visit strider.consulting to see the full list of services and request your quote today. Strider Consulting is a proud supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers Athletics. Strider Consulting, engineering of the future.